Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Leanna Wachniak, and with me today is Rob Geary. We're filling in for Dave and Faisal today. Nice to see you, Rob.
Yeah, it's good to be here filling in. Big shoes to fill.
Well, exactly. Well, they've left the show to us today, so we'll see what happens.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think that, you know, we have a great speaker coming up, and we've heard a lot of conversations this week on pre-retirement, right? What you need to do if you're a little bit before that retirement stage, start to think about it. So we'll have a conversation about that. I know you covered media this week. We're in the midst of some economic data. Give us kind of a quick update on what happened here this week.
Well, this week, the big headline in Canada was, of course, the Bank of Canada's interest rate decision. Everybody wanted to know whether or not the Bank of Canada was going to raise interest rates. And it was actually interesting to watch heading into it. I've never seen so much interest in an interest rate decision before. You know, there was a countdown clock on BNN, and there were like all of these things going on. People are counting down to these rate decisions now. Of course, the Bank of Canada came out and said no increase this time. We've kept the rate at 5%. Now, Tiff Macklem was actually in Calgary, the governor of the Bank of Canada. He was actually in Calgary on Thursday, and he had some remarks. But basically, he came out and said, it might not be over. We'll do more if we need to. There's a few areas of concern that they still have, including wage inflation, which we saw on Friday. That number is still sticky. So that's potentially an area that they are going to be keeping quite a close eye on, because it's that could mean they have more work to do. But market seems to be pricing in, even right now, the possibility of another hold in October. So it was kind of what the market expected, but there was a lot of buzz around it. So that was sort of the main headline for economic data this week.
It is, and for a lot of people that I talk to, it's the only time in my history that everyone knows the date of the rate decisions here in Canada, and a lot in the U.S. because we have one coming up in the U.S. here in a couple of weeks. U.S. markets are pricing in some potential on a hold, but the market is wavering on what that means. So we did see some volatility again this week.
Absolutely. And it's they're looking out toward the October, November period, and potentially a hike in the U.S. there at that point in time. That's kind of a coin toss according to the market right now, whether or not they're going to hike again in November. But they're expecting a hold right now at their decision in September, which is the 20th here. So it's definitely one to watch, but that's kind of been adding some uncertainty to the markets. Of course, we're actually going to be getting the new interest or inflation print in the U.S. next week. So Friday, we were seeing a bit of a wait and see pause on that as well.
Yeah, highlights on economic data coming in. We'll be watching it. What does that translate to? A lot of the people that we talk to coming in, not quite at retirement yet. We're a little bit younger than the other two normally in these seats. So maybe we'll have a conversation more direct to what people need to be looking at and think about in that period. Let's say 5 years, you're getting closer to, you're starting to think about it, but don't even know what to think about. We do have a lot of conversation coming up here in the next segment on defined benefit plans and pensions, how those work into your plan. Let's give a kind of an update on, you know, what your thoughts are, what you look at if you're 5 years out.
Well, there are a few places to look. There's a few areas of your life you have to consider when you're thinking about retiring, whether that's kind of 2 to 5 years out, maybe a little bit further. One of them is obviously the financial piece. Now, as you mentioned, our next guest is actually going to be great because he'll be talking about pension plans. Whether or not you have a pension plan with your company could significantly impact the way you plan financially for your retirement. How much of that, if you have a pension, how much of your lifestyle will that fund? What is it going to cost you to live? Those are all major questions, and it's really quite difficult for people to estimate what they're going to spend in retirement. I know you often have conversations with people about how to figure out what you might spend in retirement.
Well, a lot of people want to look at it in a sense of how they're doing compared to everyone else. Am I there? am I ready? And I say, I really don't know. It depends. There's a drastic difference between spending $10,000 a month and $3,000 a month, mm-hmm. right? So things are going to change. Your expenses will change somewhat in retirement, but it really is a chance prior to retirement to start looking at that, what you are spending when those paychecks are coming in, and you don't have this fear of where those monies are going to come from, right? So it is a different feel. And there is some rules of thumb, but I say it's more based on the lifestyle. I don't want to use the rules of thumb should be based on what you want to do in retirement, what some of those costs are going to be. We do deep dive plans on looking at everything that you need to look at, vehicle replacement, property, right?
Maintenance.
Property maintenance.
Yep. Right? All of those things. And I think you made a really good point there. The other part of that, beyond the financial, but very much tied to it, is what you're going to do with your time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a major problem. And I was actually having a conversation with somebody yesterday to say the problem that a lot of people face is they don't know what they're going to do. They just kind of stop working. And then there's a giant, 40, 50 hour hole in your schedule that you need to find something to do with all of that time. And lots of people, they head into retirement with a plan of, well, we're going to travel. Great. Absolutely. Most people do spend a few years traveling, at least at the very beginning. What does that look like? What is it going to cost? That all goes into the planning stage for what you're going to need to spend on that. But then the other question is, when you're not traveling, what are you doing mm-hmm. with your time? And what is that? Is it meaningful for you? It's because this isn't just an extended vacation. That's something else we talk about regularly. You can't look at retirement as just an extended vacation. It's not just that you're taking a break and you're not working, you need to have something meaningful to do with those hours. So I know you have conversations sometimes with people about finding meaning in retirement.
It is, yeah. And so when you're working years, the conversation goes up, time is money, right? That famous saying, mm-hmm. reverse it. Once you have the money you've saved for retirement, now you have time. Right. So that's what I look at. It is the biggest hurdle, knowing when to. It's easier to look at and start to think about those things before you pull the pin and are fully retired. So those are two things. On the financial side, right, going back to that for a second, what are some of the things that you can start to gather and do and look at when we plan for people that are prior to retirement?
Well, for sure. A few of those things are, and I mean, some of them are further down the road. Some of them are right when you head into retirement. It's good to have a budget. So if you've never budgeted or you kind of have a loose idea of what you spend right now, it's actually a good idea to sit down and look at all of the various pieces of your household budget, because some of those things will go away once you retire. You're not commuting as much. Maybe you will do less driving. There'll be less cost, maybe less vehicle maintenance. You might not have things like dry cleaning. There might be less meals if you tend to eat lunch mm-hmm. outside of the office for that. So things like that, some of those things will drop off, but some of those things will be added on. So it's good to have an idea of that particular budget. It's good to have an idea of what you want to do with your time so that you can actually put dollars to that and decide what that budget is going to look like. And then it's actually good to look a little bit further out down the road. Are there things you want to do, like help your kids out with things like education, maybe down payments? Are there, like as you mentioned before, vehicle costs, vehicle replacement that you might need to do regularly? Is there big house bills coming up? Do you need to replace a roof or a furnace or something else like mm-hmm. that? So all of those things are things you can start to look at prior to heading into retirement to help you kind of gather what that number needs to look like and know what you need in order to go into retirement and build that plan.
And gathering your asset list as well. I recently had an example where we worked with a client family. They had three hidden defined benefits from previous employers that popped up when we were going through the process, and it equaled close to $2,000 a month, right? So these are substantial things that can add to your plan.
Well, that's a great surprise to have. But we're going to be talking about retirement planning at our next seminar.
You got it. Next one coming up Tuesday, September 26, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Hamptons Golf Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to talk about how pension plans seem to be the secret to attracting more talent in Calgary. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.